Hunter, Jake, Jake.
Boogers?
No, just one.
What? Oh, man. Clean it up.
Well, if you got to be out there on a day like today, you might as well win, right?
Oh, my God. It was cold and rainy. It was definitely football weather out there. And but, you know, once you get in the box, you sit in the box, you're there to compete. And you're really not thinking about all that until you get jammed or hit one off the end and feel like your fingers are left there at the plate while you're running the first. But all in all, we had some great at-bats, no matter what the conditions were today. And we had some great at-bats. We came through with some big hits. And you got to, you know, tip your cap to Pfister. He went out there and did his job today, and he looks really good. And so we're just going to try to keep this thing going. And, you know, baseball is baseball, but at the same time, we're gonna try to stay consistent and do what we have to do.
Tori, could you talk about momentum? I mean, 10 runs scored from the top five guys in the lineup. That's got to be a nice thing to see.
Oh, it's great, man. That's what I'm here for. I mean, you all predicted it. You saw it. You know, if you stay healthy and do what you're capable of every day, that's what we can do. But baseball is baseball. 3 out of 10, you're a hero. You go to your job, you're fired 3 out of 10. You go at school, that's an F. But at the same time, we just got to go out there and have great at-bats, and that's what we're doing. I mean, that's one reason why I'm here, man. You look at Cabrera, you look at Prince, you think big boppers, but these guys have great at-bats, they work the count, and they get things moving.
Another multi-hit game for Austin today. Clearly you knew he was going to be good before you got here, but has he impressed you the way he started the season?
Very much. I mean, I saw it during spring training. He hit some balls hard and didn't get the hits he wanted, but I seen the way he approached the at-bats, and he hit the ball hard. And right now they're dropping, and he's hitting the ball hard. He's going to right center. He's standing up the middle, and he's getting on base and making things happen. So that's the table setter, you know. And I'm just the guy who serves it up for those big guys who wants to eat, which is Prince and Cabrera. So that's what we're there for.
Is Pfister a tougher guy than you guys? Because he was wearing short sleeves, and you guys were all wearing long sleeves.
Pfister tougher than us. Yeah, he was. It was pretty cold out there. I had the sniffles today. It was pretty weird, but at the same time, we got the job done, man. Both teams were cold. They're dome guys over there, so they might have been a little colder than we were, but it was really cold.
Cabrera stealing third and then hit a triple the next inning.
How about that? Showing a little speed. You know, just watching them steal third, that was good instincts right there. They were playing far over in the shortstop, and he was able to take that base and then get a triple. You know, he was faster than Reyes.
Almost.
but it was a lot of fun to see him run. This guy has a lot of fun. Like I say, he's one of the best hitters in the game, if not the best.
Is it always weird to go back to a former team? I know the third series you go back to Anaheim.
What, Oakland?
Isn't Anaheim the third?
Yeah, Oakland, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about Anaheim right now. I think about it when I get there. Right now, we're just trying to take care of Oakland, man. That's a good ball club over there. And those guys are always an underdog. You count them out, and then next thing they surface. So we're just going to go out there and try to play those guys to the tee. Don't take, you know, those guys for granted. They can really play the game.
Where'd you take that pitch when you got hit?
Oh, well, I kind of screamed. It was very embarrassing. It was a changeup, and I screamed before it even hit me. And I was just like, ah! But, you know, man, I have a lot of fun. You know, it hurt pretty good in that cold weather, 85 degrees. I mean, 85 miles per hour. And I looked at the speedometer, and I saw 85 miles. I said, be a man. Run down the line, like, don't rub it. It hurt, but, you know, have a little fun.
Thanks, Dave. How do you get the momentum and carry it over now that you have a tough road test?
Well, you know, that's just us, man. We're professionals over here, man. We're gonna enjoy this win, but at the same time, put it behind us and go out there. We're going to try to do the same thing we've been doing, you know, and that's take one at-bat, one game at a time.
We talked about Miggy's base running and then Alex tagging up and getting a good read and scoring on that hit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about just kind of the go-go Tigers today.
The go-go Tigers. I mean, we played the game well today, man. For the conditions we had, I mean, we ran the bases well. We timely hitting, played good defense. The pitching was great today. I mean, for this kind of condition, you know, the wet, cold, rainy, I mean, I was pretty impressed. It was fun.
I thought the cold weather is supposed to affect the veterans, but you're hitting like 400.
Really? Who said that?
That's what everybody says.
I've never heard that before. I've never heard that before. I don't know where that came from. I mean, it makes me feel good. No, it doesn't. I'm lying. It hurts out there. It's not. It's cold for everybody, not just for veterans. But for a veteran, I think more mentally, they can kind of, you know, throw it out of their minds and get the job done. We've been there before.
Toilet. Yeah. Was that fly ball?
Thanks, sir.
All right.